Oh, boy. Trying to figure out. I mean, it's Friday. I don't want to put you in a bad mood. Trying to figure out what the heck's going on here with the Royals. Got the U.S. Open. Got a lot of local news going on. Let's welcome on and say good morning to Kevin Keatsman. His podcast is absolutely outstanding. It is Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. He's on KCMO Talk Radio on a Friday. Kevin, good morning. Figure this thing out for us, my man. What is happening at the K? Why is this thing taking such a downturn?
Well, it's a disaster, Pete. Good morning to you, and happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you. Weekend. Same to you.
It's going to be a great weekend for all the dads out here. It's a lot more fun when the kids are little, I can tell you that, than when they're grown. Sometimes when they're grown, they forget it's Father's Day and don't even call, you know? Kind of one of those things, but
well, I feel
it's
like
okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the Royals are a mess, dude. I mean, if you've lost 11 games in a row and then you recover and then you lose 11 out of 12, that's kind of who you are, okay? We all wanted to believe they were the team that was winning games, and they were 16-9 and in first place. And then they made a nice recovery from the 11-game losing streak. But when you back a good streak up, and look like they saved their season, they were back over 500. When you back that up with losing 11 out of 12, you are what you are. The Royals are a bad team, and they're not done with long losing streaks this year. Look, the big question, I did a podcast on this week for my patrons at kkhasissues.com. The big question I have now, and I think this is a serious discussion, Dayton Moore has won a World Series. We know what they did. Pete, when they won the World Series, they didn't have very good starting pitching. You know, they had to go out and get Johnny Cueto and shore the thing up. This general manager and this entire organization has been very bad at drafting and developing pitching. They're not good at it. This entire era, and they've rolled the dice here and said, okay, here we go. Here's the next generation. It's all predicated on these pitchers. And they went and drafted all these college pitchers and paid them all millions of dollars. We're talking about Singer and Coar and Bubich and Lynch and all these guys. And to this point, they've got nothing to show for it. I mean, nothing to show for it. These draft choices were in like 2017. So It's time. These guys need to either be good big league pitchers or not. And they're sitting here hanging on to guys like Greg Holland and Wade Davis. It makes no sense to me. I don't know how they're still in the big leagues. Holland came in a couple of days ago and with a 3-1 lead and two batters in, the lead is gone. He gave up a massive home run. I don't know what the Royals are trying to be right now, but it's really disturbing to me that I just have very little hope that these pitchers are going to be any good.
You know, Kevin, I think the hardest thing to do in all of professional sports is draft pitching. I mean, look at, you know, I'm a Mets fan, Jacob deGrom. This guy was a college shortstop at Stetson University down in Florida, kind of a no-name school down there, and look at what he's done now. It is so difficult to project pitchers from high school or college to the pros. So how much leeway should there be then for management with the Royals based on what I believe to be the most difficult thing in sports, and that is drafting and projecting pitchers?
Well, you know, there's a new ownership group, and if I'm a Sherman at this point, I'm going, okay, I love Dayton Moore, clearly Royals Hall of Famer. Everything's great about him. I'm not giving up on this yet. So I think it's important to say, look, these pitchers are young enough, we can't give up yet. But every sign is there that the Royals have failed on drafting and developing these pitchers. And you're right. It's really, really hard to do. But there's a team in the Royals division that does it time and time again. That's the Cleveland Indians. The Royals have scored – the Royals offense isn't very good. But they've scored more runs than the Cleveland Indians this year. And the Indians are like 10 games over 500. They lose Kluber. They lose all these pitchers all the time to the free agency. The Indians do. It doesn't matter. They just bring guys up from the minors who go out and have a 3.57 earned run average and win 13 games. And they get back in the playoffs. The Indians regenerate their pitching every single year. And it seems to me that if the Indians can do it that way, the Royals have got to find a way that maybe not be as good as the Indians at drafting and developing pitching, but at least close. They've just got to do better.
Kevin Keatsman, his podcast, Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. He's on KCMO Talk Radio. Kevin, how about the K? The K is back open. You know, Rex Archer can't be happy about that. It's full capacity. There haven't been massive COVID outbreaks all over the stadium. I know the Royals are struggling, but we've got to at least celebrate the fact that they're back to full capacity. The Chiefs recently announced they're going to go to full capacity. I mean, this is over from a sports perspective, right? Everything's back to normal, and there's no going back.
It's over and it never should have started. I mean, yeah. When we look back at the mistakes we made with COVID, you know, we can talk about the 15 days to slow the spread or whatever, or, you know, locking down businesses and having shutdowns in certain states. The single biggest mistake we made as a society is saying, don't go outside. I mean, that's just absurd. We told people, don't go to ball games, Don't go to the beach. Remember last summer how their heads exploded over the swimming pool thing at the Lake of the Ozarks? There were all these kids in the swimming pool at the Lake of the Ozarks. And then we found out, like, 3 weeks later, all these people went and got tested and whatnot. Nobody in that pool got COVID, right? We should have known. You're not going to get this thing outside. The dumbest thing we did as a society, really, and as humans all over the world, was shut down sporting events outside because there's no reason for it. Then we backed it up by doing stupid things like limiting crowds, and even dumber, wear your mask outside at the ball game. I mean, how stupid are we that we believe this crap that gets peddled over and over from the left, and we just go along with it? At some point, we got to stand up, man, and fight back. And I love the Islanders fans. I'm not a big hockey fan, but if you haven't seen the New York Islanders fans singing the national anthem, it seriously is like a bunch of middle-aged white dudes at hockey playoff games, and they take over the anthem. There's something going on in America, Pete. There is something going on. People know that we were duped on these things.
Yeah.
We were duped, and people are pissed.
Yeah, I mean, Kevin, and I'll tell you firsthand, having family there, I mean, they did, believe it or not, Long Island did vote for Donald Trump this last time around. Both its counties did, but obviously New York's New York. You can't overcome the city there. But, no, it is starting to turn, my man, no doubt about it. I want to follow that up with what's happening here locally, Kevin. I mean, you talk about local issues as well on your show, on your podcast. And I heard you say recently, you know, you've got one of your children is living in Kansas City, Missouri. And you admit, like, with the way things are right now, with the crime issues, with the policing issues, you're not wild about it. But, you know, your children are grown adults. They can make their own decisions. Take me through from a parental perspective. What that is like for you here being in the metro and understanding what's at play.
Well, maybe I'm not – well, I hate to say this. On Father's Day week, I don't want to say I'm not the greatest dad. I think I've been a really good dad to my kids. But, you know, once they're, like, out on their own, out of college and on their own, I don't make decisions for them, and I don't try to say, hey, do this or don't do that. And I try real hard not to worry about what they do every day and things like that, but they're always your kids. You know, my daughter lives in an apartment in Westport, and, you know, when I talk to her on the phone, I always hear sirens. She hadn't been there a week, and there was, like, a double homicide 400 yards from where she was, and it happened – she was in bed asleep. It was like 2:30 in the morning, typical stuff, you know. Stuff closes down in Westport, and there's gunplay with who knows who. I hate it. I hate it. I think they'll grow out of it. I think they'll move to safer parts of town and understand that at some point you're going to raise a family or whatever, and this is not the way to go. I don't know the local issues like you, Pete. This isn't even close. So if anybody is listening right now, listen to Pete on all these things locally. He's so much more plugged in. But this moving $43 million into whatever they're going to move it from the police fund, is just absolute BS. I mean, there's no way you can have counselors and community service and whatever it is they're going to do with this $43 million that they want and actually lower the crime rate. They're saying it with a straight face. Mayor Clinton Lucas will look you in the eye and say, if I can just get a hold of this $43 million and spend it a different way than on cops, our murder rate's going to go down. Well, I wish him luck because that's never happened anywhere, ever, ever. They're trying to do it in Chicago and it doesn't work. They're the worst in America. I don't know what he's thinking. I really don't.
Yeah. Kevin Keatsman is our guest. Kevin, Chiefs offseason right now. I mean, is there anything I really haven't thought about it much. But what is going on right now? I know Mahomes had some minor surgery. Where do you feel like this team is at? I mean, you look around the AFC, and I think there's more competition than there's been in the last couple of years to get to the Super Bowl. So that should be concerning. Anything else of note?
Yeah, I think Mahomes is healthy, and I think he's good to go. And I think we'll learn over time that he was probably more hindered in that Super Bowl than we thought at the time because we watched him run around. And, you know, you don't exactly know how something like that affects what you're doing. The Chiefs made a lot of mistakes in that Super Bowl. Now, I think they've overreacted with the offensive line, and they've loaded up so many guys. They may have to cut some good linemen now. They've overdone it. But that's okay. You know, if they can figure out how to do it under the cap, they've addressed a lot of things. This is going to be a really, really good football team. The home schedule is the best home schedule I've ever seen the Chiefs have. I mean, if you're not buying tickets this year to go to football games, I can't help you. I mean, everybody that comes in is like a marquee name or a great team. This is going to be hard. The hardest thing, and I don't think anybody's talking about this, Pete, the division is better, okay? There's nobody like the Chiefs. There's no great lock playoff team there. Okay? I can't say the Raiders, the Broncos, the Chargers is a lock for a playoff spot. But there's no duds anymore, okay? The Chiefs ascended, winning all these division titles, with two teams at the bottom were out there going 4-12 that just weren't competitive, and you showed up every week and beat the living daylights out of them. There's no easy wins in the division this year. Mm-hmm. We saw that when the Raiders won at Arrowhead last year. So that's six games that I think is going to be much harder. I think the Chiefs could go 4-2 in the division this year. If they do, it's just going to be harder to win the division. I think they're by far the best team, but I think it's just gotten much harder for them. And you can't expect to have an easy ride forever. To be honest, they've had a pretty easy ride the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah. No, they have. They have. Kevin, I got less than a minute, but give me a U.S. Open prediction, and you're going to play golf today, so I want you to stay cool. It's going to be like 105 degrees.
Well, we've got a party bus. We're out here in Lenexa loading up on this big, giant motor coach heading to Colbert Hills in Manhattan. A buddy of mine bought it at a charity auction. And, you know, it was going to be one of those things where you have, like, a Bloody Mary on the bus or something. Not a soul. Everybody packed Gatorade and hydration water and vitamin water and all that stuff. We're really kind of concerned. It's supposed to be 105 in Manhattan today, but we're going to have a great time. It'd be hard not to pick John Rahm to win the U.S. Open. He's only a couple back, and he just won there at that golf course a couple of months ago. But watch out for Rory McIlroy. He got a miraculous par on the 17th yesterday in the dark, and then birdied the 18th. He's one under. And if he gets going, Rory McIlroy could be a factor.
I love the golf analysis. He's Kevin Keatsman. We both love it. Kevin, have a great Father's Day. Enjoy the golf today. Hit him straight. We'll talk to you soon, my friend.
You too, Pete. Thank you so much.
You bet. Kevin Keatsman, his podcast, Kevin Keatsman Has Issues on KCMO.